Carl Brashear, the U.S. Navy diver whose story was made famous by the 2000 film Men of Honor, has died. Brashear was the Navy's first black diver. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. portrayed Brashear in the movie. He joined the Navy in 1948 at the age of 17, shortly after the U.S. military desegregated. Although the Navy was desegregated, Brashear faced tremendous racism. In an October 2000 interview, Brashear told member station WAMU's Kojo Namdi that he didn't know what to expect when he joined the Navy at such a young age.
I worked as a cook that involved preparing and serving meals to naval officers, plus maintaining officers' living quarters. And one day in my life in the United States Navy in Key West, Florida, I wanted to go swimming with the white guys, with the white people. So I did that. Got in a little bit of trouble, but not much.
Brashear retired from the Navy in 1979 after more than 30 years of service. He is also the first Navy diver to be restored to full active duty as an amputee. He lost his leg during a salvage operation of a hydrogen bomb in 1966. Brashear was 75. He died at a Navy medical center in Portsmouth, Virginia, of heart failure. Joining us now is Hattie Elam. She's a retired Navy captain and Brashear's ex-wife. They were married for 4 years, and she was a Navy nurse while they were married. Ms. Elam, thank you so much for talking to us.
Sure.
We heard in that clip there someone who had strong will, quite a bit of determination. What is it, do you think, that was in his background and in his character that made for that?
Well, I call him the gentle giant because he was quiet with what he did, but he was effective, and he was persistent. That's the thing that gets you with him. He was very persistent, and he got along so well with his troops. The fellows that were around him just admired him to the highest.
The Navy's diving program is very difficult to get into, and yet that's where he set his sights. Why was it so important for him to be a diver?
I think, you know, when he came in, most blacks were stewards, that's all. It was awful. You know, if you look at Navy history, the people that came in 1945, they couldn't wait to get out of the Navy, just looking back at the history, and I could certainly identify with that. And he didn't want to do that or be a cook or clean rooms like they did. And he just wanted to do something different. He got in trouble lots of time, but he took his punishment and he moved on. And that's just the kind of man he is.
Was it, for him, was it more about personal achievement, or did he feel the weight of history on his shoulders? Did he understand or feel in some way that he was breaking down doors for others?
I guess he did. I always felt that way, that, you know, we were making it better for people coming after us. I consider us kind of opposite, because he was as quiet and doing what he had to do and giving kids advice to help them, and we all did that.
Hattie Elam, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
That was Hattie Elam. She's a retired Navy captain and the ex-wife of Carl Brashear. He was the Navy's first black diver, and he died this week at the age of 75.